Welcome today on the Health and Wellness episode of Business Executive Radio EXE Variety Hour. We welcome today Taylor Lay from Tailored Artistry to discuss semi-permanent makeup known as SPMU. Welcome, Taylor.
Thank you. Thank you, Rio.
And we have a special guest in the studio today, Aubrey, which Taylor will introduce in a few moments. Taylor, let's get right into this fascinating subject.
Thank you, Rio.
Are there any precautions to consider for semi-permanent makeup service?
Rio, yes. Some includes letting your service provider know about previous medical history, such as skin type, lifestyle, and other various factors to ensure the best outcome to long-lasting results for your semi-permanent makeup.
Yes, and is there a process that is followed prior and after?
Yes, we do call this a pre-appointment restriction, where we let our clients know that there are certain restrictions before and after their appointment with us. We have identified that many establishments do not adequately follow proper protocol, a lot of it, actually. The goal here is for the skin to be as insensitive to the procedure as possible. Our clients feel that at Tailored Artistry, our service is superior since the service is largely unregulated and must be professionally administered with qualified professionals.
Fascinating. And what do we look out for in a novice amateur artist situation?
All right. So definitely people should look for a credible artist with proper permanent makeup training that are up to code, are insured, and operate a legitimate business. Some more is, are they properly trained? Are they charging much lower than the industry normal? Do they have before and after pictures? And does that quality of work look professionally done? Are they licensed with their health department? Do they follow special care such as personal protective equipment, also known as PPE? And do they service in controlled environments, which is very important? So these are the questions that should be asked, and any professional should address these promptly. I would recommend doing a little more research to guarantee you'll get the brows you're after. A well-established, experienced technician should have all appropriate licenses and certificates, Rio. I would even recommend checking for previous work, again, with reputable contacts, and of course, it should always be performed in a clean, sterile environment.
Sounds like a lot of precautions, and it sounds as though you have your game together, Taylor, with Tailored Artistry. And another question begets, what is required after a procedure and the maintenance of keeping excellent-looking brows?
Well, at Tailored Artistry, we do highly recommend and suggest wearing a light sunscreen when outdoors to prolong the brows after your service, and not to use any kind of exfoliation or any chemical peels of any kind on the treated area. We also like to inform to come back for yearly maintenance when needed.
Thank you for that, Taylor. And with the health and wellness section, we have our special guest speaker, Aubrey, in the studio. Would you like to introduce him, Taylor?
Yes. All right. So we do have a guest here today. Is Aubrey Logan Holland. He is a nutritional expert at Elite Alchemy. Aubrey, hello.
How are you today?
I'm great. Very nice to have you. Do you have any recommendations for maintaining healthy brows afterwards?
Sure. One of my top things would be aloe vera due to its silica content. It's very effective at regenerating the collagen receptors in the skin. Another very important thing is B vitamins.
Okay.
You're familiar with sometimes people's skin that have swelling issues?
Yes, absolutely.
So B vitamins help the swelling of the, you know, they help, it helps quell the swelling of the skin. And then you would round that out with omega-3s. You know, omega-3s, they're a very hot segment of the nutritional industry. Everybody talks about them for bones and joints and, you know, but people fail to realize that omega-3s lead to a very, very, very coat, very, very good, very nice coat of glowing skin. So, so I had to put emphasis on that because it's just like, it's they kind of run underrated. When you talk about nutrient factors, omega-3s are very important. What they do for the hair and what they do for the skin.
Wow. Who are you and why do you suggest these recommendations?
Well, I'm the co-founder of the nutritional supplements brand Elite Alchemy and a former co-owner of Juices Wild Vitamin and Juice Bar.
Okay. What personal experiences do you have with clientele that has had cosmetic enhancements?
I've had numerous clients from estheticians to recipients of youth regenerating services rely on me for my expertise over the past 10 years. It's been a you know, pretty interesting and a quite fun ride when you have someone who's a very respected esthetician that comes to you and then brings their client base to you. You know, that speaks a lot for the expertise and just, you know, the sheer the joy that comes out of helping someone, you know, just get to the next level and continue to, once, you know, because you're investing in yourself when you're investing in these services.
Yes.
So helping someone get to the next level of, you know, of rounding out, so to speak, the services that they've received and just the continuation and the maintenance. That's the biggest thing. Because, you know, anytime when you invest in anything, the maintenance is the biggest factor, you know. And especially when it comes to when it relates to your health and when it relates to, you know, wellness and rejuvenation.
Looking good and feeling good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, you look at, you know, we were bombarded with commercials, you know, with skin rejuvenative services and products and all kind of creams and tinctures and moistures and pills and potions. But I just look at it like when you're able to zero in and when you're able to help someone zero in, rather, and... and just get to, you know, really, really zero in and you know, bring a top-notch level of advice, and people see results, and you get numerous people to see that, and you know, you get more and more people, you know, more and more credible people to come to you, and it's just like, wow, you know, you've kind of arrived at that point.
Where do you see the world of semi-permanent cosmetic makeup merging with the nutraceutical sector?
I see the two worlds already starting to merge to a degree. Resveratrol and serrapeptides have become all the rage over the past few years. At a trade show in 2013, I heard the term beautyceuticals coined by an industry expert. And that's when I really knew, like, they're really starting to merge. It's really starting to come alive because nutraceuticals is a term that's used heavily in the natural products industry. And then when I heard somebody, you know, coin that phrase, I was just like, okay, it's starting to really conjoin. And, you know, then over the past few years since that show, really just seeing a bigger emphasis on, like, you see, you go into, like, say, Sprouts or you go into Whole Foods, you know, the shelves are, they're packed tight with products ranging from sea buckthorn, which is, you know, you see the serums and stuff, not just the internal stuff, but you see the serums and all that kind of stuff, so... Yeah, I see them merging like big time, and then there's a.
It's only the beginning.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and I mean, they're finding even more. Like there's been some. What do you call it? It's a extract that they found from some melon in France, that you know they're I forget the exact name of it, but you know that's been getting used heavily. I just see a lot of the big emphasis is on like the acai's and all these different superfoods. You see like everybody's going crazy about the acai bowls and stuff like that, but you're starting to see a lot of these nutrient extracts in serums, like I mentioned, and in after treatments, and they're merging them in there with aloe vera. So there's some pretty exciting things that are in the pipeline and that are continuing to roll out.
Thank you so much, Aubrey.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Well, yes, very interesting, Aubrey and Taylor. We appreciate your input on this topic, Aubrey. Listeners, stay tuned to the Health and Wellness episode of the Variety Hour on Business Executive Radio EXE. Thank you both, especially Taylor Lay and her company, Taylor Artistry, for sponsoring this segment. Listeners, stay tuned.